Now, boys and girls, in the religion of Israel, when our Lord Jesus Christ was in this world of ours, the people in Israel had three great holidays. They were really called holy days. And they were days when all the people in Israel, if they could, they were to go up to the city of Jerusalem, and they were to join in all the celebrations and all the feasting that took place during those days. The three great feasts were called the Feast of the Passover. That was when the people remembered how God had brought the nation of Israel out of the land of Egypt. And you remember that time was called the Passover, when God passed over the land of Egypt and when he delivered, when he brought the children of Israel out of that. The other great feast, or another of the three feasts, was called the Feast of Pentecost. And that just meant the Feast of Gathering In. It was when they gathered in the harvest and when they thanked God that he had given them all those things to eat and to care for them for another year. And then the third of the great feasts was called the Feast of Tabernacles. You remember that in the Bible, a tabernacle is what we would call today a tent, or maybe a booth. You know how you build a booth sometimes out in the garden? You take some pieces of sheets or such and you make a kind of tent. Well, it was called the Feast of Tents, or the Feast of Tabernacles, or the Feast of Booths. Now, as I say, the people in Israel went up to those three great feasts. Wherever they lived, they tried to go up to Jerusalem for the feast. We've seen how our Lord Jesus Christ, of course, went to the Feast of Passover. And the Bible also tells us that there was one time when he went up to the Feast of Tabernacles as well. And when the Lord was at the Feast of Tabernacles, there were some very great things that happened when Jesus went to the Feast of Tabernacles. Let me tell you what happened at the feast, first of all. What they were remembering, of course, was this. They were remembering how God had brought the people out of the land of Egypt, indeed, at the Feast of Passover. But then you remember how they had to wander for all of those years in the wilderness. Now, they didn't build any houses in those days when they were wandering in the wilderness. They lived in tents. They lived in tabernacles. And so at the Feast of Tabernacles, or the Feast of Tents, the people in Jerusalem remembered how all those people who had gone before them, how they lived in tents. And so, for the whole week, and I'm sure some of you would enjoy this, for the whole week in Jerusalem, the people came out of their houses and they built tents on the flat roofs of their houses or in the streets, and they lived in tents the whole of that week. For a whole week, they didn't live inside their houses. They lived in tents, remembering how their fathers, how those had gone before, lived in tents when they wandered in the wilderness. Now, of course, when they were in the wilderness, you remember a great thing that happened was this. They had no water. They were dying of thirst. You remember how Moses then was told by God to smite the rock, and out of the rock would come water. And so the whole week of the Feast of Tabernacles, they would take great big pitchers full of water, and they would go and they would pour out the water into the pool of Siloam. And then you remember this when they were wandering in the wilderness as well, that God gave them something to guide them through their wanderings in the wilderness. He gave them a great big pillar. It was a pillar of cloud by day, and it was a pillar of flame, or a pillar of fire, by night. And so at the Feast of Tabernacles, all of that week, every night, the people would come out and they would light torches, and they would walk through the streets of the city of Jerusalem with those torches lit up, remembering how God had guided them with the pillar of flame when they were in the desert. So you see, they lived in tents, remembering how those that had gone before lived in tents. They took the water and they poured it out, remembering how God had given them water out of the rock. They took the torches, remembering how God had guided them by the light of the pillar of fire by night. Now listen very carefully. The Bible tells us that on the very last day of the Feast of Tabernacles, Jesus went into the temple. And he stood up in the temple, it says, and he cried out. Now, that means he cried out with a loud voice. And here's what he said. He said, "If any man thirsts, let him come on to me and drink." was not a great thing to say, because you see, all of that week, the people had been pouring out water. They had been remembering how God had given them water out of the rock in the wilderness. And now Jesus was saying, now if any man really thirsts, let him come to me and drink. What did he mean? Well, you see, without water, boys and girls, we die. If we didn't have any water, if we were lost in a desert and didn't have any water, then we would eventually die, because we can't live without water. We would die of thirst if we didn't have any water. And so when our Lord Jesus Christ says, if any man thirsts, let him come to me and drink, what he is saying is this, that it is only by having Jesus Christ in our life that we can really live. That we can really live eternally to the glory of God. And that's not all. Bible tells us in John chapter 8, the next chapter from that, that the next day after the feast, some of the Pharisees, those very religious men, they brought a woman to Jesus, and they said, we found this woman sinning. Well, she had been sinning. We all sin, don't we? The Bible says we all sin. Each and every one of us. But they were accusing this woman. And what the Lord did was this, of course, he forgave her for her sin, because we need forgiven for our sin. But then after he forgave the woman for her sin, here's what he said then. He said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me shall not walk in darkness. Now again, remember the Feast of Tabernacles? Remember the other thing they did, as well as pouring out the water? Remember the torches that they took, remembering how God had guided them with that light through the wilderness? Now Jesus says, I am the light. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me shall not walk in darkness. You see how important it was that week when Jesus went to the Feast of Tabernacles. Because everything that was displayed in the Feast of Tabernacles, the water that was poured out, Jesus said, I am the water. If any man really thirsts, let him come to me and drink. And remember, the torch is the light. And now Jesus says, I am the light. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me shall not walk in darkness. And boys and girls, you need our Lord Jesus Christ to give you life, to give you spiritual life. And then you need him to guide you right through all your life that he has given to you. So you learn to trust in Jesus Christ the Lord.